Minneapolis mayor uses mockery to dismiss ICE agent's injury claim in press briefing. By Bob Price on January 9, 2026. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey openly mocked an ICE agent's reported hip injury during a press briefing Friday morning. Dismissing federal accounts of the enforcement incident and ridiculing the claim as exaggerated. The mayor's comments came as federal officials continued to assert that the agent was injured when a suspect attempted to flee in a vehicle. Frey leaned heavily on Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals this week, deploying rule number 5, ridicule is man's most potent weapon. As he openly mocked an ICE agent's reported hip injury from this week's enforcement incident that resulted in the death of a woman, Frey compared the injury to something that might as well have come from closing a refrigerator door, using sarcasm and belittlement to dismiss the federal account and undermine the seriousness of the agent's claim. The ICE agent walked away with a hip injury that he might as well have gotten from closing a refrigerator door. He was not injured, Frey told reporters as he used the comparison to belittle the seriousness of the federal report. Frey's comments not only belittled an injury to the ICE agent that federal officials confirmed to Breitbart News, but they also minimized other officer safety concerns raised by Trump administration officials. ICE officials maintained that the agent was struck or brushed by the suspect's vehicle during the attempted arrest, prompting a use of force response. Frey claims that the official narrative is not supported by the limited videos he has watched about the incident. His comments echoed earlier statements from Minneapolis officials who have repeatedly challenged federal descriptions of the incident. However, a new video released on Friday clearly shows the driver revving her engine, putting her car into drive, and accelerating toward the ICE agent. The sounds in video appear to support DHS's claim of contact, or near contact, between the agent and the car. Mayor Frey appears to continue his rhetoric aimed at demonizing federal law enforcement agents who were sent to his city to enforce the laws passed by the Congress of the United States. The mayor's tone, mocking, dismissive, and pointed, stood out even amid the ongoing dispute between city leadership and federal immigration authorities. His comparison of the reported injury to a household mishap signaled that he views the federal account as politically motivated or intentionally inflated. He ignores the facts already in evidence that this woman placed herself in harm's way, knowing who these agents were and why they were there. It ignores the very bad decisions she and her wife made in jumping into the middle of a lawful federal enforcement operation in an apparent attempt to get a viral video and temporary fame. The incident remains under investigation as professionals work diligently to determine exactly what happened. As Breitbart's Randy Clark pointed out in an editorial on Friday, the incident serves the left's desire to deflect attention from the massive fraud carried out in Minneapolis and across the state of Minnesota. Clark wrote, "The incident provides Democrats the perfect opportunity to deflect from the state's ongoing massive fraud scandal." The strategy seems eerily similar to the 2021 false allegations of their whipping migrants the Democrats made to deflect attention from the more than 30,000 mostly Haitian illegal aliens that were allowed to pour into the United States despite video evidence clearly showing no Haitian migrants were whipped by Border Patrol agents in Texas. The left is not blind. They realize what the video evidence clearly shows. But they will not miss the opportunity to leverage the incident to distract from the ongoing fraud and the congressional hearing that predominantly involves the Minnesota Somalian community. News of Wednesday's shooting involving the 37-year-old woman who believed she was free to use her vehicle as a tool to express her displeasure with federal immigration enforcement activities has almost completely overshadowed the fraud coverage. As a 32-year veteran of the U.S. Border Patrol, Clark explained the ICE use of force policy and its application in this case. He stated, "The preliminary facts visible in the available video footage of the shooting and the existing ICE use of force policy make the idea of calling this a murder only logical to someone suffering from the worst case of Trump derangement syndrome." In the meantime, the left's application of Alinsky's Rules for Radicals is alive and well in the land of a thousand lakes. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.